While veteran PGA athlete Nick Taylor didn't quite get to the top of the leaderboard at this year's RBC Canadian Open, he didn't go home empty-handed and was able to secure his second Rivermead Cup. This prestigious trophy goes to the top Canadian at the Canadian Open each year, with Abbotsford's Taylor now getting the trophy for the second time in only 3 years. His previous win was a double victory as he earned the Rivermead Cup while also winning the entire Canadian Open, the third PGA win of his career and the first time a Canadian had won the tournament since 1954. The tournament began on a very positive note for Taylor, who shot a -4 in the opening round and followed it up with a -5 round on the second day. Unfortunately, the two final rounds posed a bigger challenge for him, leading to Taylor finishing at -13 overall and tying for 13th place. This made him the top-ranked Canadian at the 2025 RBC Canadian Open, finishing 3 strokes ahead of the nearest Canadian golfers, Taylor Pendrith, Mackenzie Hughes, and fellow Abbotsford local Adam Hadwin, who all tied for 27th place. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Golf Canada, at the Golf Canada. Even though he didn't quite do well enough to get his second Canadian Open victory, Taylor said he was still very satisfied with how he played throughout the tournament. I felt like each day this week, I had something that was really, really good and pieced it together for the most part, Taylor said. I'm confident with where my game is at. Taylor has a short turnaround now before he'll be competing in the U.S. Open, which takes place at Oakmont Country Club from June 12 to 15. He said his primary focus is getting enough rest to ensure that his driving ability is fully up to speed. The U.S. Open tests every aspect of your game, he said. He enters the tournament as the second-highest-ranked Canadian in the PGA this season, only 5 spots below Ontario's Corey Connors in the FedEx Cup rankings.